Earlier this year, President Trump reportedly referred to African countries as, well, you know the comment. And this week, First Lady Melania Trump is on her first solo international trip to Africa. Awkward? Could be. The trip includes stops in Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, and Egypt. Abdi Latif Tahir is a reporter with Quartz Africa.
It's a very interesting trip for Melania to be taking, especially, as you say, given what President Trump and his administration have said about the continent or, shown in terms of policymaking. The trip has so far been her, visiting hospitals and meeting with the First Lady of Ghana or a bunch of photo ops with kids. And I think she also visited the Cape Coast Castle in Ghana, which is very much associated with transatlantic slavery.
I mean, visiting hospitals and meeting newborn babies and visiting historically important sites, that's what a lot of first ladies do when they go to Africa. What's different about this, do you think?
I think that the different thing here is the shadow that the Trump administration casts, right? For instance, Trump has reportedly called African states whole countries. We do know that the president of Ghana responded last year by saying that it was extremely unfortunate. The first time that Trump tweeted about Africa, it was about South Africa, talking about, the large-scale killing of white farmers there, even though the data shows that violence against white farmers was on the decline. So I think this trip, which is largely being cast as very sunny, especially in the things that she wants to do, has been completely shadowed by the baggage that the Trump administration cast.
So, Abdi, what you're saying is Trump's actual policies are zeroing out the soft power that the First Lady brings to the table.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably being sent to, leverage the goodwill and the positive vibe associated with First Ladies, especially when it comes to issues such as conservation, tourism, education, which we know that Michelle Obama and Laura Bush and Hillary Clinton all worked on. But then again, if the administration back home in the U.S. is actually contradicting some of these efforts or not actively working to support some of these initiatives, then I think it's definitely not very helpful in seeking to make this visit a successful one.
Abdi, how have other first ladies generally been treated on diplomatic visits to African nations? This goes back to Pat Nixon, who went by herself to visit a number of countries in Africa.
Yeah, I was literally looking at photos yesterday. Laura Bush, for instance, made 5 trips to the continent to support President Bush's health initiatives for AIDS. And if you look at, for instance, Hillary Clinton and Chelsea, the kind of welcoming that they received, for instance, in Eritrea, in Tanzania, in South Africa, it was almost like receiving rock stars, right? And let's not even mention Michelle Obama, who went there with her daughters to South Africa and Morocco. She's very much loved across the continent, especially the first Black First Lady of the United States. So it's going to be a bit different, as we've already seen with Melania Trump in Ghana. Their reaction so far is just lackluster. Few people care and few people are excited about her visit. If you've seen the photos, there are barely people on the streets, no waving, no homemade signs. I mean, at the end of the day, nobody is like going to stand at the streets and protest her. But that might be a completely different reality if he visits the continent, right? As an elected leader and the president of the U.S., then we might see a different reaction.
Abdi Latif Tahir, a reporter with Quartz Africa, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.